Gustav Mahler was born in Austria in 1860. Despite his poor background, he studied at the Vienna University. From provincial orchestras, he rose to become the conductor and director of the Vienna Court Opera in 1897. This is when he composed his famous Eighth Symphony, also known as the Symphony of a Thousand. He later moved to the United States, where he directed New York Philharmonic and the Metropolitan Opera. He composed until his death in 1911. His wife Alma was the daughter of Emil Schindler, a famous painter at the Vienna court. His niece Alma Rose, 1906 to 1944, was a famed violinist. She was forced to conduct an inmate orchestra at the camp of Auschwitz. She perished at the camp in 1944 under mysterious circumstances. Albert Einstein was born in Ulm, Germany in 1879 to a secular Jewish family. His schooling was scattered due to having to move many times. Later, he was rejected by several universities. At first, his papers were rejected by scientific journals too. Later, however, Einstein developed the theory of relativity. In 1921, he was awarded the Nobel Prize for Physics. Einstein, as a famous Jew, became a target for the Nazis. He left Germany in 1932, never to go back. Sigmund Freud, born in 1856 to a Jewish family, graduated from the Medical School of Vienna University. He became a neurologist and world-famous founder of psychoanalysis. In 1933, in their book burnings, Nazis included Freud's books in what they hated. Freud escaped the Nazis to London, where he died in 1939. Marc Chagall is quite probably the most famous of Jewish painters. Born in a poor Jewish shtetl or village in Belarus, in 1887, he eventually moved to St. Petersburg, then to Paris. Chagall famously painted either the Bible or love. He never forgot his origins and kept painting scenes of Jewish life in his village. He was helped to the safety of the United States in 1941 when the Nazis overtook Paris. Irving Berlin, as was said about him, has no place in American music. He is American music. The beloved composer of White Christmas was born in Belarus as in Israel Beilin in 1888. As the family immigrated to America, he worked odd jobs. His first international hit came out in 1911. He supported American troops and was awarded Army's Medal of Merit by President Truman in 1945. President Eisenhower awarded him the Congressional Gold Medal in 1954. He became a favorite Hollywood and Broadway composer. In 1989, he died at the age of 101.